Whenever I'm in the market for a new ride, I dread the endless scrolling through filter menus that don't actually understand what I need. But when I used CarGurus, the whole experience was just incredibly smooth and intuitive. Car shopping is finally made for you because you can describe what you're looking for in your own words with their new search feature, Guru. You just type in how you actually think, like wanting great gas mileage for road trips or extra trunk space for the whole crew, and Guru instantly shows you real available listings that match your exact needs. Buying a car is a big decision, and you shouldn't go in blind. That's why I love the CarGurus app. Its new dealership mode is like having a personal cheat sheet in your pocket right on the lot. It lets you compare cars side by side, check pricing history, and estimate your final cost so you can navigate the dealership with absolute confidence. It's no wonder CarGurus is the number one most visited car shopping site, according to SimilarWeb's estimated traffic data. Buy or sell your next car today with CarGurus at CarGurus.com. Go to CarGurus.com to make sure your big deal is the best deal. That's CarGurus.com. CarGurus.com.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around, waiting for the track to dry, is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Waiver wire ads from the weekend. Up next on Fantasy Baseball Today Express. Welcome into FBT Express on Monday, June 8th. I am Frank Sample, joined by Chris Towers, and let's go over the top waiver wire ads from the weekend. We'll start with two pitchers, only available in a few leagues, but man, we got to talk about them. Roky Sasaki and Reed Detmers, they went up against each other this weekend, and they were both awesome. Sasaki, 7 shutout innings with 10 strikeouts. He's been amazing over his last 4 starts. Reed Detmers, 6 shutout innings, 6 strikeouts, 14 whiffs on 91 pitches. Chris, what have you seen from these two, and who do you prefer, Roky Sasaki or Reed Detmers?
I think the likeliest outcome is Reed Detmers will be better than Roky Sasaki, but if you're asking who I would like to add as a priority this week, I would prioritize Roky Sasaki. And part of that is just we've been here before with Reed Detmers, and it's hard to shake that. And maybe that's, look, I generally think you should not worry so much about the player's name. You should worry about the profile. And Reed Detmers' profile looks really good. 291 FIP, 292 xERA. When those two things agree, you should have a lot of confidence that that's who they'll be moving forward. The problem is this is a guy who has underperformed his expected ERA, his FIP, all the peripherals by about 3/4 of a run over the course of nearly 600 innings in his career, which is not a definitive sample size, but it's big enough to suggest that there's something, you know, whether it's pitching with runners on base, pitching out of the stretch, there's something about Reed Detmers that just doesn't quite fit in our schema. So I'm a little more willing to be skeptical of him, even if I do think he should be basically 100% rostered after 6 shutout innings against the Dodgers. He had a 14 strikeout game a couple starts ago. A lot to like about Reed Detmers. But Roky Sasaki, this is just a brand new version of him. And then I think that's what's most exciting, at least from a let's see what happens here standpoint, because he has completely remade himself. In the offseason, he got rid of the sweeper that he threw last year. Started throwing a slider that's a little more of a gyro shape. Then around the late part of April, he stops throwing his forkball exclusively. He starts throwing a harder splitter and the softer forkball. All of a sudden, he's got 2 breaking balls or 2 off-speed pitches that he can throw for strikes, throw for whiffs. The splitter gives him a pitch he can throw in any count. And then over the last couple of starts, the velocity's ticked up, 98.3 miles per hour in this one. He got a lot of whiffs with the 4-seamer in the previous start to this one. He got a lot of whiffs with the slider and splitter in this one. It's all starting to come together in a really interesting way for Roky Sasaki. Now, if 3 starts from now, he's averaging 96 miles per hour with his fastball, I wouldn't be surprised. And I also would be a lot less excited because he probably needs the elite velocity to have the fastball work. But where he's at right now with Roky Sasaki, I think there's a lot to be excited about. And I think we should take the possibility that he's figured it out very seriously.
Let me add 2 more pitchers to this mix. Jared Jones, who returned recently from injury with the Pirates, and Gage Jump, who's looked really good with the Athletics so far. How would you rank those 4? Jared Jones, Sasaki, Detmers, and Gage Jump.
I think that would be the order. So Jones, Sasaki, Detmers, Jump. But I like all four of them. If you wanted to put Sasaki ahead of Jared Jones, I think Scott did that on the full episode of the pod. I think that would be perfectly defensible. I think it's a very similar combination of arm talent and youth, but I have a little more confidence in the fastball for Jared Jones working really well than Sasaki. So I'll give Jones the edge, but I think Jones, Sasaki, Detmers, really close. Jump, I actually think is really interesting. We just haven't seen him miss bats yet. He's doing a really good job of filling up the strike zone, avoiding walks. And he was like a 14K per nine guy in the minors before getting called up. So I think there's a lot of upside here. I do think he should be rostered pretty much everywhere if you can, but the other guys are showing more tangible evidence of them figuring it out. So I'll give them the edge.
All right, let's take a quick break. We'll be back right after this.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around waiting for the track to dry is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Welcome back in FBT Express. Let's take a look at a few hitters from the weekend. Royce Lewis was recalled by the Twins on Saturday. He was sent down in mid-May, but he destroyed AAA pitching. He did start on both Saturday and Sunday. He's 35% rostered. Chris, who do you prefer between Lewis and Noelvi Marte, who was recently called up? What size leagues would you be looking to add either of those two?
I'd be looking to add Marte in basically any Roto league. I think the skill set's a little more interesting for Roto, especially because we have seen Lewis run a little bit more over the past like 3 months dating back to last season, but I still don't know how much of that I expect to be part of his game. Marte, the skill set's really interesting. He dominated AAA in a larger sample size. He's younger. I just don't know if the playing time's going to be there. He's only started two of the first four games since being recalled. They are not treating him like an everyday player still. I'm kind of surprised. Why call him up if you're not going to play him every day? But that's where we're at. Whereas Lewis did start two games, one at second base, one at first base. That's an interesting wrinkle. We could add some additional eligibility for Royce Lewis if that keeps up. It seems like they really want Brooks Lee at third base. They're opening up shortstop for Kalen Culpepper pretty soon. So like Royce Lewis is going to have to be on that right side of the infield, and we'll take the added eligibility. So I think I want to say Marte. I think I'll give Royce Lewis the edge just because the playing time looks a little more secure.
Welcome back to Lars Nootbaar. He returned on Friday. He went 2-for-6 with a run and an RBI. He hit a pinch hit home run on Saturday. He did start 2 of 3 games this weekend. I also saw that the Cardinals just optioned Victor Scott down to the minors, so I think that will open up a little bit more playing time in their outfield as well. Chris, I think in all five outfielder leagues, you know, it's kind of hard to find names right now. I think Lars Nootbaar has always been pretty interesting. I think he's going to play quite a bit as well. So if you need an outfielder in some of those five outfielder leagues, I think he's a totally fine option to take a shot on.
Yeah, I think a lot of the interest in Nootbaar has died off because he's gotten a lot of hype from the fantasy community. And last year he played 135 games and was very bad. It was a sub-700 OPS. I think only 4 steals, like 13 homers. And I think people look at it and say, well, he finally stayed healthy and he wasn't very good. He was playing through issues in both of his heels that ultimately required surgery. That's why he missed the first 2 months of this season. So I think you could look at it and say he wasn't healthy last year. Maybe he's healthy now and can figure it out. It's not, I'm not saying I think it's like the most likely outcome, but it's at least possible. And like you said, it's kind of hard to find help in the outfield right now. So I'll take it from Lars Nootbaar. Only 13% rostered. That feels way too low.
Let's wrap up with a few closers here. Relievers, potential closers, I guess. For the Royals, Alex Lang picked up another save on Saturday. He picked up saves on Wednesday, Thursday, and Saturday this week for the Royals. But they weren't traditional saves. It was, you know, the Royals took the lead in the ninth inning in each of those save opportunities. So not the most traditional saves. And then on Sunday, Lucas Erceg picked up another save, but he looked shaky once again there for the Royals. And then for the White Sox, Grant Taylor picked up a save on Saturday. He struck out the side against the Phillies. Sir Anthony Dominguez seemingly should have been available, but they went to Grant Taylor instead. If you're chasing saves, who would you prefer to take a shot on, Alex Lang or Grant Taylor?
It feels like Alex Lang is more likely to get his team's next save. But I don't think he's especially likely just because of the weird circumstances that you mentioned. They were not leading heading into the ninth inning in any of his three saves. And so is that, oh, we view this guy as our closer, or is that we were viewing him as the bridge to the next guy? I genuinely have no idea how to approach that. But the fact that they went back to Lucas Erczyk for a save on Sunday suggests he's still the preferred guy, but gave up a run, had the go-ahead run on second base, or the tying run on second base, the go-ahead run on first, batted ball to the warning track out in left field to end the game.
He's not good, could've man. Gone. He's not good.
He's certainly not pitching well right now, I think is the definite way to say it. So I wouldn't surprise me if Alex Lang got the next save, but I think Grant Taylor's a much better pitcher. And so if you're not specifically just trying to maximize saves, then you can just say, hey, Grant Taylor's going to get a bunch of strikeouts. He pitches multi-innings occasionally. You're going to get good ratios, all that stuff. And you'll get the occasional save. And if something happens to Sir Anthony Dominguez, like he gets traded at the deadline, like I expect to happen, then I think Grant Taylor could be a dynamite fantasy closer in the second half. So all other things being equal, I would prefer to target Grant Taylor unless I'm absolutely desperate for saves. And even then, I'm not sure Alex Lang's a great bet for them.
All right. For more extensive fantasy baseball coverage, listen to our full-length podcast, Fantasy Baseball Today, on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else podcasts are found. Thanks for listening to Fantasy Baseball Today Express. And we'll be back again later this week. Bye-bye.